month drop by the most since last year's virus outbreak sent the economy into freefall. The National Association of Realtors Index of pending home sales tumbled 10.6% in February, its lowest level since May of last year. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 10 points, the NASDAQ up 242 points. This is SRN News.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Line of Rec, Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. A severe thunderstorm watch is now in effect. Thunderstorms likely this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight. Some of the storms possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Then the rain will end tonight. Windy, sharply colder, overnight low 39. Tomorrow, a brisk day for the first day of April. High temperature only in the 50s, but the winds will make it seem colder. I think we'll be close to the freeze mark on Friday morning with extensive frost and even a good bit of frost, I think, on Saturday morning as well. Saturday's high around 69, but absolutely perfect on Easter Sunday, mid-70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Winn-Dixie has announced it will begin offering the COVID-19 vaccine in more of its Alabama stores. It will start offering an additional 2,200 Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccines in 34 Alabama Winn-Dixie stores while supplies last. The vaccines are available by appointment only. Local construction companies hope to capitalize on much-needed job opportunities with Montgomery's Whitewater Project. Project leaders are holding an information workshop for construction companies Thursday at 6 p.m. And Montgomery City Councilman Aronde Mitchell says he's starting a youth basketball league. The Montgomery Basketball League will have 8 teams for ages 14 to 18. Mitchell says the league will also include mentoring opportunities. Registration begins April 1st. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so Having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, not yet. Dan is running a little late today, stuck at the doctor's office for very good reasons, obvious reasons, if you've been listening. He's got quite a climb here going forward, but he will be here today, just running a little bit behind. But if you've heard the news, and I'll let Dan continue to fill y'all in when he gets here, he's working to go to a major surgery that'll be coming up in late April. And it is going to hopefully fix the problem. But Dan definitely needs extra prayers from you guys. He truly believes in the power of prayer. It helped him get through his tongue cancer. He needs it here for the cancer they have found in his jaw. And coming up, he will have a big surgery. He's trying to get himself right, working up to that surgery in late April. So y'all be sure to include Dan on your prayer list. He needs it. Well, don't we all, but he especially needs it. 272-9228. Since the phones are working, we are taking folks in for the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing. That will be coming up later today. Not many names in there. As well as the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. Put $60 worth of whatever you'd like there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Great place that Reed and Karen Ingram have put together. And it is it's great selection, also great service, and a wonderful location. You can spend a whole lunch or a day of it. Take the kids out. They can see all the animals running around occasionally. You'll see a sighting of the peacock out there at Sweet Creek Farm Market. That's where I tend to go to get my meat, that Wagyu of Alabama. It's great stuff that Andy Tipton, I believe he's out of the Selma area, provides to Sweet Creek. Some really good eating there. But they have plenty, especially those ribs, those Boston butts, the barbecue there, the Cuban sandwich. Y'all check out Sweet Creek Farm Market today. And be sure to call in 272-9228 to get in on that drawing that will be taking place 2:30 to 2:45 on Friday. Now, Dan was able to scrounge up some clips here. In particular, it's one I didn't touch on this morning on News and Views. Because honestly, I don't know how to make heads or tails of it. But the story of Matt Gaetz, he is, of course, the very outspoken congressman from Florida. You know, there were rumors years ago he might move to Alabama and run for Senate, but, you know, that time has come and passed. Now, the seat held by Tommy Tuberville, Coach Tuberville. But Matt Gaetz has been a very outspoken supporter of President Trump. He's been very much an America First person. I think he takes that to mean in particular. He's great on questions of war, in my mind. And yesterday it broke that he is potentially about to be indicted for sex trafficking of a minor across state lines, soliciting a minor. He went on Tucker Carlson last night saying none of these allegations are true. You know, usually when somebody is, you know, accused of something, especially in the press, you see them lay low for a while. But Matt Gaetz came right out saying these things weren't true. And in fact, this was part of some grand extortion scheme going on. I don't honestly see any clarity with this story. And I think even Tucker Carlson was a bit bumfuzzled by the lack of details and what in the world is going on with this. But here is CBS talking about the Matt Gaetz story. Let's listen in.
Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida is under federal investigation over a possible sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl. The New York Times was first to report this investigation. Gaetz is best known as a loyal, ardent supporter of former President Trump. Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill with more on this story. Nicole, certainly this is not a headline anybody ever wants to read about themselves. And the congressman is really denying these allegations, isn't he?
Well, Gail, Congressman Gaetz calls the story verifiably false and says he did not have a relationship with a 17-year-old girl. According to the New York Times, federal investigators are looking into whether the Florida congressman violated federal sex trafficking laws by allegedly having a sexual relationship with an underage girl and paying for her to travel with him. A former Justice Department official confirms to CBS News the probe began at least last summer, and former Attorney General Bill Barr was aware of it. No charges have been brought against Gaetz. In a statement, he claims no part of the allegations against me are true. He said they're part of a larger extortion scam to get $25 million from his family and smear his name. The FBI and DOJ declined to comment. At least one Democratic lawmaker is demanding Gaetz be removed from the House Judiciary Committee, which oversees both agencies, until the investigation is complete.
The fact that this is being hashed out in the press makes me a little suspicious. Like, why not wait for an actual indictment? And I believe Matt Gaetz just got engaged a few months ago. Yeah, the internet playing games, showing Gaetz with a beautiful young woman that's his fiance now. So I'm not sure how to make heads or tails of this story just yet, but I will say that politics, especially at the national level, becomes a dirty, dirty hardball game. So we'll see if this is just rumor and innuendo and hardball politics, or maybe there's something to it. Sitting from this humble perch here in Montgomery, I don't know how to make heads or tails of it. Right now, I am suspicious that it came out in the press and that it has not been an actual indictment yet. And then Gaetz adding in the extortion angle, it really is strange story, but apparently Dan is here downstairs. I'm going to hit a quick break. Come back to Bill, Robert, others, 272-9228. More of the Dan Mora Show when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
With WOW Internet, your home is more than just a home. It can be your office. And also a school. And a gym. And a store. A movie theater. A bar. You need speed and reliability to do it all. Get Super Fast Internet 100 for a crazy low $29.99 a month. Plus, for a limited time, get a free modem for 6 months. Sign up today at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All right, I'm back in the saddle here. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Demo Show on Wednesday.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Feeling better. Hope everything's okay.
Everything's going to be good. Doing hydration this afternoon.
Oh, good, good. I bet you're getting tired of getting stuck all the time, but...
Yeah, well, I have a port, so that makes it a little easier.
Yeah, I bet it does. You know, on the tape that Joey just played... about the Republican in Florida being accused.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, how did that get released? If he had not been notified by the DOJ of this investigation, how did all this get released?
DOJ person leaked it to New York Times, which right there tells me something may be wrong with it. Yeah, the New York Times is wrong more than they're right.
Well, I was raised that what was good for the goose was also good for the gander. It might be time for the National Republican Party to lend some information on Hunter Biden to be aired along with this. Because my understanding is from some of the stuff that was taken off his computer, make this case in Florida look like a merry-go-round, pretty much.
Well, I'm not sure. Gaetz was on Tucker Carlson last night, and he basically said they have been cooperating with the Department of Justice, and they were doing a sting on a person who was trying to basically, get $25 million from him, extort from him.
That's a lot of money for extortion.
Yeah, it is. Well, his family's got it.
Yeah, but what I was also calling about was, a lot of the things that Biden promised during his election campaign seems to have fallen by the wayside.
No.
And it seems like he has kind of selectively chosen the things that he's going to do.
Absolutely. You're spot on. And it's like, to hell with everybody else, I'm going to do what I want to do, period. And that comes from Barack Obama. One of the things Obama told him is, while they had control, they should have gotten everything done that first year. And that's what they're trying to do right now. Because they know they're going to lose control in 2 years.
Well, it's kind of, he spent most of his time undoing what Trump, the good things that Trump had done.
Yeah, and they're backfiring on him, too.
Yeah, it's been interesting. It hasn't been as bad as what I thought it would be. I would have thought with the Keystone Pipeline ending and gas pricing going up like it would, that there would be a lot more feedback and a lot more pushback than what I've seen.
Well, let me tell you the difference between those two. Keystone Pipeline has no pictures to it. The immigration issue has pictures. It has images. I was at the doctor's office, and they had this lady. They threw a six-month-old infant off of a boat to drown after breaking the mother's legs. Broke the mother's legs, then took her baby and threw it in the Rio Grande. And Border Patrol saved the baby. 6 months old.
Wow.
Threw the damn thing. Threw it in the river. I mean, what? Who are these people?
Yeah. Not only who are they, but what are they? That takes a cold-hearted person to do something like that.
Well, when you're with the cartel, that's exactly what it is. I mean, so the lady couldn't pay, so they break her legs. I mean, that's mafioso.
Well, I don't know what the solution for the border is other than going back to what Trump was working on and doing.
Yeah, but their ego will not allow them to do that.
I don't see that happening anytime soon, if at all.
Yeah, me either.
But anyway, I appreciate you letting me air my two cents.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. Thanks, Bill. Why are we coming back to you after this?
Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with a mime.
Hello!
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
What happens when health insurance goes further? When we combine access and attention with community and compassion? When data helps 2 million at-risk senior citizens get COVID-19 vaccines? Everything changes. At America's Health Insurance Plans, we're bringing health insurance providers together, delivering care and coverage for better health and lower costs. Why? Because care changes everything. Learn more at carechangeseverything.org.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. A severe thunderstorm watch is now in effect. Thunderstorms likely this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight. Some of the storms possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Then the rain will end tonight. Windy, sharply colder, overnight low 39. Tomorrow, a brisk day for the first day of April. High temperature only in the 50s, but the winds will make it seem colder. I think we'll be close to the freeze mark on Friday morning with extensive frost and even a good bit of frost, I think, on Saturday morning as well. Saturday's high around 69, but absolutely perfect on Easter Sunday, mid-70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday. So the phone's going to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hey, Big Dan, this is Robert.
Robert, how are you?
I'm good, and you are in my prayers, dude.
That's you.
I mean, and you are a strong trooper. But let me get on down to business. I want to first say that first caller right before me. Man, I like the things he said. I like the way he says it. I wish I could talk nice and calm like him and lay it out. I agree 100%. And he threw out a name, Biden's son, but I had a different name in mind. Because the first thing I want to say is whatever they're saying about Gates, he's 100%. Cancel culture works, or, you know, extorting you know, someone's what they're doing. You know, Gates. There's nothing against that. And then if there was something they CNN, NBC, and all them other want to pursue, why is Swalwell on the Intelligence Committee? You know who I'm talking about. Democrat Swalwell that was laying around with a gorgeous young lady that's done got everybody elected to office and then fled back overseas. How do you square that box? And then, hey, that's my two cents. Because it really, I guess the news... We're all Americans here, Democrat and Republican. And it's these news, this fourth arm of stupidity that is dividing us all. I mean, if you even want to bring up something about Gates, why is Swalwell even there? Or Biden, for that matter. I mean, Biden's son, Hunter. Or, you know, where is Hunter? You know, I guess he's probably over in China writing out some more fresh ink. But anyway, Nancy's husband's probably over there, too. And, you know, I just, dude, Dan, I'm glad y'all's phones are working again.
Me, too.
And I'm glad you took over the mic. Joey there picked a little scab when he was started talking about Gates, and I think Joey might be on the same page somewhat or whatever. I just don't believe the Gates thing. Out of the blue, the man been on TV. I don't even see how he's seen it anyway. I'm going to let you pontificate on what I said, and I'm going to get off. But I want to give kudos to your first caller. I just like the way he laid it out and said it. And I just wanted to throw Swalwell's name in on that pile. And then if I had to throw some other names on it, just for pure stupidity, you know, you can go in there with AOC, Shalib, whatever. What all of that? It's all a big bunch of crap. You know?
I got where you're coming from. I got where you're coming from. You have a right day. Mortgage Corporation, South 567-9000. Call John Williams and the gang up on the mountain in Wetumpka. Wonder how storms handle it up at the mountain. Come on, Buzz. Conventional VA, FHA, they can help you out. Good credit, not so good credit. They can help you out there, too. Give them a call, 567-9000. They deserve your call because you deserve the best working on your behalf. Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232876, an equal housing lender. John D.
Hey, man.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I like this pre-storm weather. A little tired of the storms. Don't need a frost. But, hey, here's the difference. I know people are going a little crazy about the way Gates is being treated as opposed to Swalwell. I will say this, you know, they talk about sedition and insurrection.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, what do you call it when a member of Congress has an inappropriate relationship with a Chinese spy and apparently takes money from her? I'm thinking of something a little worse than insurrection and sedition. I think it starts with a T.
Ooh, no. Fine, yeah. Squad treason type thing?
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, here's the thing, right? If you don't stand for anything and you don't have any values, then how can you be a hypocrite? You know, hypocrites set us off more than evil people, you know, the same way that heretics are punished worse than infidels. Nobody likes a hypocrite. But the Democrats, when they come in, it's almost like you got to get out of jail free card, right?
Yeah, you can be as hypocritical as you want to.
Right, right. How can you, like I said, you can't be a hypocrite when you don't stand for anything. But I think it is a message to Republicans out there, or let's just say conservatives. If you're a conservative person in politics, you've got a bullseye on your back.
That is absolutely true.
You got to watch it, okay? And whether it's your personal life or the way that you, you know, how you conduct your campaigns or whatever, you had better be on the straight and narrow. And I think with cancel culture, it's like they're putting targets on every conservative's back. You don't just have to hold public office or be a public figure. So to all my conservative friends, I just say, hey, live by the golden rule. Say what you mean what you say. Be kind to your fellow man, but stand up for your principles and let the chips fall where they may. So hope Mr. Gates comes through this okay. But if he's done wrong, you know, as it says in that movie, The Shawshank Redemption, remember the sign that the warden had on his wall of his office? It says, his judgment cometh, and that right soon.
Like
that's
that.
Not in the Bible, by the way. Yeah, that's not in the Bible. But anyway, so, hey, I'm just sitting back waiting for my $2 trillion Part 2 stimulus infrastructure. I've been wanting to put a deck on the back of my house. And hopefully there'll be enough in there. Maybe if they spend $4 trillion, we can all buy new houses or something.
I like that plan.
Hold on to your wallet, Dan, and take care.
Yeah, we're going, my friend. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa G, Papa B, Papa B.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Joey? I'm doing pretty good. Joey, apologies for being kind of, a little out of it when I called your show. I had not had enough coffee, apparently.
So I can relate to I'll that feeling. Apology accepted.
So you're apologizing to Joey or to me?
To Joey. Yeah, I mean, I was just a little out of it. I wanted to talk about
something. Is that unusual for him? I mean, his name?
Yeah. Then, you know, on this transgender stuff that's going on, you know, I mean, how in the world did we get to a point where having guys compete in girls' sports has to make sense? I understand that we've been there, but
equality,
you know,
the logistics
of how we got to
the best. Equality, right? Equality. We want equality for everybody.
Unreal. Well, you know, I'm thankful that there are some states that are standing up and saying, look, if you're a guy, you can't compete in women's sports, okay? I mean, what's the point in having women's sports if we're going to have guys competing in it? There's not much of a reason. I mean, except maybe, what, curling or something? Ever seen curling is when they roll that, they slide
I know what curling is.
I think that women could probably give any guy a run for his money in curling. But, you know, in track and field, come on now. You know, basketball, tennis, oh, just about whatever else, it's not really a fair matchup. So what is the dilemma of people that they've come to this point and decided it's all right? Anyway, just ranting on. But what do you think about these new laws that are being passed? You think they're going to stand up to court pressure or to the court?
Transgender?
Yeah, the transgender bills that are coming out in these states.
I think the ones that are coming out of the states, now that's going to be a little bit different subject matter, but the ones that they're barring it from athletics, I think they'll win.
Well, that would be a pleasant surprise.
It would be.
I think some of these other things are probably going to, of course, go on court too, including things like Georgia's
voting rights law, you know, or the voting changes that they're making there. I appreciate you keeping up with what's going on there, because honestly, I just read about those bills. I didn't read them. And this new spin on those kinds of bills are, you know, just really stupid. So hopefully they'll stand up to stand up in court too. Do you think once Georgia's voting law goes to court, it'll stand up?
We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it deeper. But what the way the Democrats are talking about the bill and the reality of the bill are two completely different things. They will not have a prayer in court if they're in news arguments they are on TV.
Right. I don't think so either. And one other thing, just real quick, the voting rights law that House Bill 1 that's going to the Senate, they're really trying to push this federalizing election type thing. I don't know if the Supreme Court is going to change you that too much. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it was, they're doing the HR1 and the concept that all the things they're saying about Georgia are true, and they're not. It's not true.
Right. Yep. All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks for letting me rant on this morning. Enjoying the show as usual, and thanks for taking my call.
Have a good one. Can we fit you again? You're G, welcome aboard the demo show.
Hey, Dave, how are you today?
I'm away, my friend. Where have you been?
Yeah, I'm just driving an old truck, trying to drive myself crazy. I want to get off politics for just a minute and just devote it to you, let you know you're in my thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
My offer still stands when you're 8.
Well, I appreciate that a lot.
Anything I can do for you at Sweet Creek, it'll be my treat.
Oh, man. Sad part is I'm not eating anything. That's my problem right now.
Well, I understand. When you're 8, When you wave the flag and say,
"Here's
G, I'm ready. It's on me."
Oh, you're nice. That's sweet. Very, very thoughtful.
You're a good man. Share the news, and I appreciate everything you enjoy both of.
Well, thank you. Kind words. I appreciate that, Gary G.
Keep your head up, and we love you.
You got it, baby. You have a good one. We'll come back to you after this quick break.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday. Holy Week. Father Andrew Rao coming in tomorrow. We'll be doing our legislative roundtable at 1 o'clock instead of 2 o'clock on Friday. And then we'll do our Good Friday edition, Friday from 2 to 3, which I always look forward to. Will, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
What's up? What's happening, Dan?
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Pretty good.
You know, this COVID has changed the world so much. My church hadn't even started resuming services yet, and I'm
you
like,
you are kidding me.
I miss going to church, man. I don't know what. I asked my pastor. He said they're gonna probably start in about another month, but I'm like, man, come on, man.
You and are. Now, how big is your church? How big is it?
It's about. It's close to 500 strong. You know, right there off by Alabama State. You know, real night, real professional church. It's very professional. A lot of professionals go there.
Our church was about to go into rebellion overnight meeting.
I know, right? Well, you know what? I'm going to say this, Dan. You know, talking about this mixing in sports, you know, women actually started this problem, if you ask me, by wanting to play men's basketball, playing men's sports. Now that men want to play in their sports, or something like that, now it's a problem. Or the transgender, that's a different story. But, you know, women have been pushing to play in men's sports for years, and I've always disagreed with that. And now it's like the rooster coming home to rest, so to speak, however they say that. You know? And how do you fix the situation? I do not know. I don't think men should be playing in women's sports. I don't think women should be playing in men's sports. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. To each his own, as they say.
Exactly. But like I said, I don't know. Women have pushed to play in men's sports for so long. Now it's like, now that she's on the other foot, it's a problem.
Yeah, I can't think of a lot of examples of that. I mean, there's the Vanderbilt kicker, that female, that who did a fairly good job. And she can take it, let her be out in the field. But I can't think of a lot of examples of women in men's sports.
Yeah, but and that, you're right about that. But the fact is, now everybody want to play in everybody's sport. It's just a mess, man. People need to just stay in their lane and just, you know, chill out. You know, that's just my opinion. I went to the congressman last night at Mr. G's. It was pretty good. Well, Brooks.
Oh, yeah. Was that good?
Yeah, it was a good session. It was a good session, you know?
Mo's a great guy. I'm glad you had to meet him and hear him.
Well, he wasn't there. He was there on over the speaker.
Oh, okay.
And my thing is, unfortunately, I was the only black guy there. And my thing is, it's like, and I was telling people, I'm like, look, I was putting my Facebook post, look, we got to get past race, no matter if Republican, Democrat. If the guy's going to be in office, we need to at least be able to negotiate or work with him some kind of way.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just be like, nobody, we're not going to work with you because you're this or you're that. You know, that's one of the problems with this country. Everybody's got so divided, man.
Yeah, nothing is wrong with getting to know each other. And because if you have some kind of relationship, it makes it a lot better for you.
Exactly. And, you know, makes things a lot easier to get things done.
Yeah.
But that's just my 2 cents.
Well, those are good 2 cents to have, my friend.
All right, Daniel. Take it easy now.
See you, Will. Red Top, we'll fit Red Top in here. Red Top, you're on, buddy.
Hey, I completely agree with this guy. I think they need to take it to the nth degree because this is what these people deserve. You know, the men and the women's sports, I think is going to be extremely humorous, and I want the lawsuits to make sure the men's basketball players in women's sports get the same pay as the women basketball players in women's sports. And the Democrats, I feel, are in a pickle because everybody's got so many rights. I don't see them saying a whole hell of a lot about it. Do you, Dan?
No.
Or did I lose y'all?
No. We're here. It's Yeah, it's not exactly men participating. It's not men. It's men transgender men. And the question is, where are they in their transgender? Did they lose any body parts getting there?
You can put all the qualifiers you want on it, but these are men and women sports. I'm sorry, you know, pardon me. That part's never going to be changed, but I feel it is well deserved. I know you're coming up on an hour break. I want to quickly mention how a shambles. Europe is in shambles, man. Germany has completely fallen off the edge. And it appears, according to a lot of European and the Israeli news, too, Emmanuel Macron is about to take the lead position in Europe as opposed to Angela Merkel, who's made a complete idiot out of herself. They gave some very much positive, they didn't say Donald Trump's name, but last night on German news they were going over in detail how the Americans did so good and have done so good. Because Donald Trump took the chance of ordering all these vaccines that he didn't even know were going to work ahead of time, and we got dibs on it. And now the statistics hold is about 33% of Americans have had both shots or the single shot. Only 3% of Europe has been vaccinated, and they're in a COVID panic. Thank you, Donald Trump. And Europe is going to have some strange problems. If you don't watch the European news, if you catch it this afternoon or evening, the BBC, and especially France 2024, the best news I see anywhere. It comes on at 5 o'clock on APT World. So very interesting changes in Europe we're not hearing much about here. So God bless you, Dan. I'll be praying for you. I'm going to go light a voter's candle at St. Bede's and try not to burn the church down.
Please do not burn the church down.
Thank you so much.
Father would not like that very much.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Next hour, we're going to get into what's going on at the border and how the news is reporting it and the impact of that on polling, particularly for Joe Biden. It's very interesting to see what has happened just in the last 10 days to Biden's numbers on some key issues. We'll get into that after we get to the top of the hour break. Also, don't forget that we'll have Legislative Roundtable at 1 o'clock on Friday instead of 2, and then we'll be doing a Good Friday edition at 2 o'clock. And then Thursday at 2 o'clock, Father Andrew Rao will be in studio doing Monday, Thursday, getting you guys all ready for Holy Week. I love this week of the year. Get the storm out of here. It's going to be 34 degrees in the morning on Friday morning. 34 degrees, oh my God. So we're going to be back after the top of the hour break.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.